It's a whole lot of nothing. Trump's CPAC supporters don't want to talk Russia. By Philip Elliott in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Don't mention Russia around Chris Poulton. Don't use the word collusion. And don't dare question Donald Trump's 2016 presidential election victory by his own medal. No, the whole Russian affair is a creation of a liberal media for Poulton. And among the thousands of activists huddling at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference here, he's not alone in that view. The indictments keep coming, although there's no link to the president, the 34-year-old Charlotte, North Carolina man said in the hallway at CPAC, a red Make America Great Again hat atop his head. Russia did something, but to what end? I don't think they had anything to do with the election. The Justice Department last week indicted 13 Russians for meddling in the election. At least two former Trump advisors have pleaded guilty in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling, whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians, and whether Trump or anyone in his orbit obstructed justice or not. Intelligence committees in the House and Senate are running their own investigations, and White House lawyers are working overtime to keep up with queries from everyone poking into what role Russia played during the 2016 presidential election and beyond. But none of that has any validity for many of these activists and their influencers. When in doubt, they blame the journalists, always a popular target at CPAC. If you find any collusion under your seat, please hand it off to the press, Breitbart editor Raheem Kassam mocked from the main stage of the three-day conference. Ariel Davidson, a scholar at Stanford's conservative Hoover Institution, added, Russia will always have a special place in our hearts. She said media coverage of the Russia probe feeds Russian propaganda and should be seen as hostile to American democracy. There comes a point when criticism becomes unhealthy, she said. And former Ambassador John Bolton dismissed the investigations as partisan witch hunts. There's no allegation of collusion by the Trump campaign or anyone else, he told the crowd. So, for the 3 days when thousands of conservatives rail against liberals and Democrats until they're breathless, talk of Russia is largely relegated to a punchline or dismissed as a creation of the media. It's a remarkable shift for a conference that dates its eminence to Ronald Reagan's star turn here in 1974. What Reagan called the evil empire has now become just another nation. It's a whole lot of nothing, said Ellen Paul, a 57-year-old woman from Rockville, Maryland. It's pathetic. They're sweeping up a whole lot of people who have nothing to do with the president or his campaign. After 2 years, they have nothing to show. That's not entirely true. Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, was forced from his job and into a guilty plea. A foreign policy advisor also has entered a guilty plea. The former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and his deputy, Rick Gates, are under federal indictment. A California man has pleaded guilty to helping funnel Russian cash into the United States. And, by all accounts, Mueller's just getting started. But none of that rings true for the CPAC crowd. Russia isn't that much of a threat. We actually have troops on their doorsteps in Estonia, so why should we be surprised that they're fighting back, said Nathan Petrie, a 19-year-old politics student at Hillsdale College. Although he said he despises Russia, he also says he's realistic about global affairs. Every government tries to interfere, he says. We do it all the time. And none of it matters, in Petrie's mind. If Americans actually fell for these tricks, you'd have to think Americans are really stupid. For the record, Petrie said he does not. So between sessions that assert journalists are not-so-secret collaborators with liberals and Democrats, that university campuses indoctrinate young people with progressive ideology, and that Hillary Clinton is, in fact, an unindicted criminal, Russia is an afterthought. They're totally ignoring her email, said Fran Wendelboe, a veteran conservative New Hampshire activist. The biased media did more to help Hillary than Russia did for Trump. It's a shame you're talking about Russia and not Hillary or the president's tax cuts or his cuts to regulation or his help to the economy.